Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Oh, lads, I am shooketh, as they say. I had a hell of a day yesterday. So Anna, my daughter, is 9, and she won an art competition in school with a nursing home, and she drew, I think she, I don't know if she's seen it yet, but I think she painted a picture of the Halfpenny Bridge. Anyway, it won the competition.
Very good.
And her prize was a €100 voucher for Emerald Park, which she was very excited about. And she's been pestering me every day since then to go because we have 4 kids. We do a thing in our house called Just the Two of Us Time.
Yeah.
Where one parent takes one kid and does something.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's just how you have to, because they're just so busy. There's so many of us that, like,
you want to be able to give them their own time.
Yeah, they need a little bit. And particularly with the twin girls, because they're always the girls. You know, you want to go give one twin a little bit of one-to-one time. Anyway, so we were going to do Just the Two of Us Time in Emerald Park, but, like, I'm busy. Weekends are difficult. You know, the parents-in-law were staying for a while. It was all, anyway, eventually we worked out. Oh, hang on. Wednesday, nothing on after I finish work.
Yeah.
She's finished camp. I'll meet you halfway. Meet you in Finglas. Pick her up there to my missus, and I said, I'll take her out. So that was all yesterday. So excited. She had it in her diary, everything.
Stop.
We get into Emerald Park. We eat. We play some of the games where you try and win teddies that you can't win, but you see everyone else for some reason.
Stop it.
With the teddies.
I swear, like, the amount of money I've spent on trying to win a giant Pikachu is ridiculous.
That's so true. Anyway, we lose, obviously. And then we walk around all the new area, like the whole Tiernan Oak thing and the upside down roller coaster and all things. And thankfully, if any of you know my feelings on roller coasters. It ain't happening, is my main feeling. And thankfully, my 9-year-old Anna is the same. She doesn't have any interest in going on Cú Chulainn.
Okay.
She doesn't want to go on the new Fianna Fáil or any of those. She's
or the Quest or anything.
Quest. No, she's just like looking at people going on the screaming, going, I wouldn't do that. Can we go back and play more of the games and spend more money on it? Anyway, I'm like, fine, yeah, let's do it. Eventually, we walk around to some of the animals. That was kind of cool. Then we get to the junior section of Emerald Park, which is where there are rides that even I could go on. And I was like, this is more. And she's very excited. She's like, okay. So the first thing we do is we go to the fishing game, because the fishing game is a guaranteed winner.
Oh, like a hook-a-duck kind of thing.
Hook-a-duck, exactly what it is. Yeah, that's it is that hook-a-duck. So we
guaranteed
do that.
Guaranteed winner.
Yeah, she wins a small teddy. Everyone's really happy. The day's going. And then she goes, right, let's go on some rides. And I'm like, okay, cool. So the first thing we get on is called the Sheriff Shuffle. Now, I can't explain to you how much this is targeted at a 5-year-old, okay? Like, that is literally, if you look on the website, every picture of the Sheriff Shuffle is small children.
Yeah.
It says things like, you know, wheelchair accessible.
Yeah.
It says, like, this is the one the younger people in your group will really enjoy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, fine.
So it can't be that bad that a 5-year-old,
And all of my roller coaster stuff is fear, right? That's what absolute fear of something going wrong. So I'm like, even if something goes wrong on this, like, I'll just be lightly buffeted to the side. Like, it's on a slight incline. That's all there is, right?
I land on a bunch of 5-year-olds. It'll be fine.
Exactly. So, look, obviously, I'm trying to make sure that my 9-year-old is enjoying it. So the ride starts, and then this is the noises that we were making, right? You can hear it's pretty tame.
Oh, my God.
Oh, oh, my tummy.
Oh, my God.
You're getting dizzy, huh?
Oh, my God.
You were so brave. Now you're dizzy.
So as you can hear, we're having a perfectly normal conversation.
Well, I can hear it in your voice that you're like, please, please make it stop.
I began to feel so weird on Sheriff Shuffle, the child's spinny waltzer.
The small child.
The preschool waltzer.
Seats, are they? They're like
little seats, and it spins.
Like a little sofa.
Yes.
Is it?
And it's spinning. Your one, there's 4 of them. Your one is spinning as the whole floor is spinning, right?
See, I
don't get
green.
Motion sickness.
I don't get motion sickness.
I don't get any kind of travel sickness. I do all those things. And I'm absolutely fine with all this. thing eventually comes to a standstill, and I say, oh, and she's taken off her belt and go, whoa, slow down. It's still going. She's like, no, it isn't. I'm like, what? Yeah, it is. Like, no, it isn't. I'm like, okay. So I get off, I walk out. The guy operating it recognizes me and says hello, and I say hello back, and I'm kind of going, oh, God, Jesus, don't feel great now. So I go and sit down on one of the benches, and I am so dizzy, and I'm sweating, and I'm freezing, and I'm feeling like I don't ever feel like this. Then Anna spies the leapfrogs, which is another one that goes around in a circle and goes up and down.
Yeah.
She goes, can I go on that? And I'm like, yes, you go on that. And she's tall enough, and I'm like, fine. And I take the little penguin that she's worn on the fish, hook of fish thing, whatever, and I lean it against the side of the bench, and I just close my eyes and start trying to meditate myself out of what I'm starting to feel like. It's so bad, right? So she comes back off the leapfrogs, and I go, Anna, I have to go to the toilet. I think I might be sick. And she's like, don't be so silly. I was like, I actually might be. So I stumbled to, and let me quote this, the unisex bathrooms of the junior section, okay? Like, this is literally where moms and dads take their small children in, and, like, it's all just everyone doing their business. And as I'm walking across, this family go, Dave, oh, my God, will you get a selfie? My sister loves you. And I'm like, so I don't know what I said to that family. I don't know what the picture, I presume you
look
like green.
I'd like to see that picture, because I'd say you're white.
If you are that family, I apologize for whatever it is I did hidden around that, because I was not myself. I got into the stall, and all hell broke loose.
Wow.
Okay? I hurled like there's no tomorrow. And then after about 5 minutes, I wandered out, stumbling towards my daughter. Two little girls walked past me and slagged me off from like a Man United. They obviously knew who I was as well. I couldn't even kind of react and go, hey, shut up, Liverpool fans. I was just like, So I went and sat down. And thankfully, in the next 5 minutes, she met the nicest other 9-year-old called Kiva. And the two of them were able to just go on every ride together for the rest of the day. And I just sat there going, when can I go into my bed? Because everything is spinning and I won't stop. It's never happened before.
Awful. Motion sickness is, it's the worst.
And this was her big day. Like, I couldn't. Yeah. I spent the rest of the day just fighting through any
that
feelings.
That horrible feeling. Yeah.
I'm going, no, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Walk over, do the electric driving school video. Come on, go on, come on. And I eventually got up on the horse carousel thing, literally the merry-go-round. Like, yeah. I eventually got up on that. Elaine's been on.
Dave, I went to Orlando, Florida, went to Euro Disney, did all the big massive rides, went into the teacups, came out, and actually thought I was going to fall down dead. I just couldn't cope with that, going around and around and around in a circle. Motion. I don't know, is it just that kind of emotion that has done it to you? But oh no, rotten. I'd go on 50-foot roller coasters before I do that again.
A lot of people saying that, but I think Sarah might have an actual answer about this whole thing.
It's an age thing. It's definitely an age thing. Absolutely fine. Hit my early 40s. That was it. Inner ear shot. Never do any of those things again. Fall down to your in middle ear and your balance, you hit 40 and it's shot and you're done and no more sitting rides.
Ali in Malaga says, exact same thing happened to my family on Space Simulator in Epcot in Florida. Ended up having to get my ear fluid drained. It'll sort you out. But don't forget, last year I told you I went to get ear things done in a place and then I wasn't right for about like 6 months afterwards. I had to go to some specialist in the Beacon.
But it also, your ear thing, the inner ear thing, will sort the dizziness. The motion sickness that I get is in my stomach. I feel like I'm going to hurl.
Is it not from that? Is it not from your inner ear making you feel imbalanced and dizzy?
Oh, maybe.
I think it is. I think that's what it is. Anyway, I'm no expert. Jill's in Kildare. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm good. Did you have a similar experience to me?
Oh, many similar experiences.
Where was your most famous one?
Well, my most famous one was in Disneyland in Paris. My daughter was 8.
Yeah.
And thankfully, she wasn't tall enough to go on any of the big rides. So we went on the Dumbo ride, which I thought, that can't be too bad.
Dumbo, yeah, surely to God.
Dumbo. So Dumbo just goes up and down a little bit, like 5 foot off the ground.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And the screaming and the crying.
No, sorry, not from the 8-year-old, from Mammy. No,
from Mammy, yeah. And we came down and they were so embarrassed about my sister and my niece. Oh, God, they were mortified. I've always been like that. I remember going to Wonderland as a teenager.
Yeah.
And actually being sick.
Oh, it is.
Like, just self vomiting after I got off.
Oh, God. Poor thing. Yeah. Awful. It just. Awful. I've never felt this way before. I mean, as I said, all my roller coaster reluctance is based out of fear and not trusting the science and technology of a roller coaster. That's my big fear. Whereas this is the first time I've ever felt like this. It was just weird.
Oh, definitely a vertigo. My mum suffers from it as well. We went to Crow Park to see you too. We didn't, it was when the newsstand had been done.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we arrived and we're going up steps, up more steps. And I thought, this is going to be very high up. We came out, a band garda and a garda had to escort the two of us back down. My mother came down the stairs backwards, like she was coming down the ladder. We couldn't. Oh, God. Everyone
oh, you poor things. Okay.
The escalator in Stephen's Green that goes up.
That does it to you as well.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Okay, well, you're definitely worse off than I am, Jill. You poor thing. I feel for you. All right, thanks a million, Jill.
No problem. See you soon.
See you later. Bye, 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 bye. Dave Ann and Galway here. I feel your distress after being on child's ride thingies, teacups, aeroplanes, merry-go-rounds. I can't do them. Wouldn't be right for a week. Roller coasters are fine. Anything that goes fast up and down is fine. But things that spin, nope. I'm the same on boats. We used to go to Wales on the ferry as kids.
Oh, yeah.
I was fine on the catamaran boat, which is fast but very choppy. The bigger slow boat was awful because it was very constantly vibratory and took hours. I'd be dead getting off it. I hated it.
I was the opposite on those. We used to go to Wales as well when we were younger and the fast boat used to kill me.
Yeah.
But the slow boat I could handle.
You're handle it. Yeah. Weird already, yeah. Ben was on to us.
Oh, Dave, I was exactly the same. I was down in Tremor with my son and we went on a ride and I got completely sick afterwards in the most grottiest toilets in Tremor. And all my son wanted to do was go hop on more rides. I was like, no, mate, not possible.
It's such a test of our parenting because we're going for our kids. That's why we're there. Like Tony, for example.
Dave, I went on one of those teacup rides with my daughter when she was about 7 and she was cracking her butt up laughing on it. The guy kept swinging us around. I got off it. I swear to God, I thought I was going to just barf everywhere. I had to sit down. I felt like I was drunk. I had to go to the chemist in Middleton to get Motilium and wait at least half an hour before I could drive home because I was seeing double in the lines. I was actually going to get my wife to collect us. But yeah, worst feeling ever. I'm never going on those bloody things ever.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.